2 Muffins weekly singer-songwriter show. Those waves just roll on in. My name is Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock, where we couldn't be live in the studio today. It's the Interstellar Rodeo, don't you know? We got to go check that thing out, and so we're pre-recorded today, but thanks for stopping in. I know you're going to be happy that you did. You might wish that you'd gone to the Interstellar Rodeo, I don't know. But I know that this show is going to have some great music. So if you're sitting around listening to it, whether live or in the podcast, I hope you enjoy it. I always love to hear from you, by the way. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, especially if you're one of those podcast people. I got these things that say that people around the world are downloading this podcast, and I don't believe it. So if you're somewhere else and you're downloading the thing, maybe drop me a line sometime. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Love to hear from you. Or you can find us on the Facebook. Tell the band to go home. Just search it on up. You can find me on the Twitter, Jeff Robson, here live in my basement, the Sunset Saloon. I am also Jeff Robson. Thinking I should really clean this place up one of these days. Oh well, we'll ignore that and we'll listen to some great music. We kicked it off with something brand new from the great Paul Kelly. He's got a great new album called Life Is Fine, and that's a pretty great rocking track there. Rock out on the sea there from that one. I got a whole bunch of new music for you today that we're gonna get into in just a second. We've also got our Trout Forest Music Festival wrap-up. Holy cow, was that thing great once again. I don't know what it is in the water out there near Falls, but it's like the festival that can't go wrong. Unbelievably great. I heard more great covers out there of classics, and maybe we'll steal some of those for a set coming up in a little bit, but let's get back to Paul Kelly. His new record, of course, is great. I don't know how, you know, it's not fair that a guy's been putting out records as long as Paul Kelly, or as often as Paul Kelly, should be allowed to keep be putting out great records like he does, but this seems to be another fine one. And if for no other reason than this song right here, which might be the most hilarious, awesome, and painfully real song that you'll ever hear. It features a lady who you heard singing on Paul's Mary Soul sessions, and he's got the ladies back for a couple of tracks on this record, and it's fine by me, especially when you got a song this good. Gentlemen, let's be honest. There might be some truth in this song. So this is Vika Bull singing a Paul Kelly song from his new album, Life Is Fine. She's singing the blues, because her man's got a cold. Tell the band to go home.
My man's got a cold. Oh, such a cold. Could be the
that's new, and I'm making air quotes from Shannon Lyne. It's a new recording of a very old song that he's been doing for years, but never quite like that. Holy cow. That's Old Freightliner, which I don't think I've ever heard done quite like that, but I'll like it. Yeah. So Shannon's got this new thing. He's part of this website, which you might have heard of, may not have, called Patreon, Patreon, where, you know, artists are having a harder time, you know, getting by these days. So a lot of them have this sort of monthly subscription series where you throw them some money every month, and they, most of them just give you, like, exclusive stuff every month, new songs and videos and, you know, stuff that you don't get elsewhere, which, you know, a lot of people don't really, I don't know, some people look at it as kind of a weird handout. I think it's great, you know, if an artist that I love needs help getting by and is going to, you know, be able to keep doing what I want them to do, then, yeah, sure, I'll throw them a few bucks a month. So for $5 a month, you get to support Shannon, and he's sending out a new song every 2 weeks. That was the first one from a while ago, and then there's a new song just posted the other day, which is lovely as well. So you might want to check that out, Shannon Lyne. Just search him up on Facebook or look for Patreon, Patreon, and you can search for Shannon there and, you know, find out what that crazy guy is up to. And it looks like he's been busy. There's some cool little videos of him hanging out at home and Southern Ontario and all kinds of cool stuff. So I'm digging that so far. I'm fine with supporting that. Before that, we heard something from Rod Melancon. We played him a little while ago. Our pal Tanya hepped us to that one, and I've been listening to it again, and pretty great. The album's called Southern Gothic. We heard Praying for Light. We also heard in there Murder, Murder. Now, I've never really particularly loved that title, but it just seems to be, you know, getting more tasteless all the time, if you ask me. But they have a new record called Wicked Lines and Veins. Kind of a cool title there. But Murder, Murder, I don't know. I guess maybe they ran out of song titles or something. They've started stealing song titles. And there's a couple of familiar titles on here, but that's the most obvious one. They have a song called Goodnight Irene. Not, you know, I know they threw a little snippet of the original in there, but you know, if you're gonna call your song Goodnight Irene, and you know, it's like calling your album Let It Be, and who would do that? Except the Replacements. Anyway, before Murder, Murder, we heard something new from a guy who, man, he put out a record, I think it was 2003, great record called Burnt Tongues and Offerings. It was produced by Gerf Morlix, and he hasn't put out a thing since, but he's got a brand new one called Atomic Wilderness. His name is Eric Westbury, and this time it's produced by Russell Broom, fantastic guitar player and producer from Calgary. He's played with Jan Arden and has worked with Leroy Stagger a whole bunch and all kinds of cool people. And he's got this new record. But he threw a bone to Gerf, has Gerf appearing on the record. I thought I'd play you the Gerf track. Did you hear Gerf on there? He's playing bass. If you're going to ask Gerf to be on your record, I'm thinking bass isn't my first choice. You know, distinctive voice, amazing guitar player. Nah, I'm not going to let him play bass. Why not? That's the lazy way of getting Gerf on your record, I think. My kind of people are getting harder to find. That's a pretty great title and a pretty great song. He also has a song in here called Stupid Answers to Stupid Questions, which is another surefire winner. So we're gonna have to play that for you coming up. We started off that set with the amazing new song from Paul Kelly from Life is Fine. We heard My Man's Got a Cold featuring Vicka Bull. And I will admit to being that man from time to time. So, you know, I'm owning up to it. I admit, you know. We got a bunch more new things. How about a few more? We'll do things that are a little slower, I guess. Not too slow. But yeah, we'll play that, and then we'll play that, and then we'll play that. That'll be great. Okay, here's one. Recently, Bandcamp had, they're so great, that organization. They for one day, they donated all their money to some, you know, after Trump said that transgender people will never serve in the military, and every sane person realized how absolutely ridiculous that is. Bandcamp went on and said, well, you know, for a day we're going to donate our profits to, you know, one of those one of those rights organizations. You know, I'm real big with the facts here for you, but you can look it up. Anyways, my point is, and there is a point, some people threw up things, you know, as their way of donating something to the cause as well. And our old pal Jonathan Bird put up a little collection of demos that were never released. These are all just recordings of songs that were meant for projects that for one reason or another have never seen the light of day. But he threw up the demos there, and I downloaded that. And in case you missed it, I think it's gone now. So in case you missed it, I will I'll play one of those right now from that demos collection. This is a song called That's Right, Jack, from our old pal Jonathan Bird. You are listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Tears all bottled up, tea in a tin cup, trying to tell the fortune of a traveling man. You got no soft side, a buckshot and rawhide, here you come again holding out your hand. And that's right, Jack, you keep your kitchen in a knapsack. You like to never go.
great. Sounds a little different, but that's Tara Lightfoot. She's out at the Interstellar Rodeo this weekend and was out at the Trout Forest Music Festival last weekend. She must love it around these parts. And, well, we love having her. She's got a brand new record called New Mistakes coming out on October the 13th. And that's the first single. And obviously a different sound. She's trying to go for a little... A little more middle of the road, I guess, produced by Gus Van Gogh and Warner F., who have worked with Whitehorse and other folks. And Jake Clemens from the E Street Band pops up on this record. And, if that song doesn't get you, there's a song on this record called Norma Gale that she premiered at the Trout Forest Music Festival that was just an absolute showstopper. It was unbelievable. I bought the record as soon as I saw that song was going to be on it. And, I encourage you to do it as well. It's called New Mistakes, brand new from Tara Lightfoot. If you order it from her, it's comes to less than $20 with tax and shipping. So, you know, you can't really go wrong. So get in on that, I would recommend. That song was called Paradise, by the way. Before that, something new from Tom Russell. He has a new album called Folk Hotel. Now, if you buy the record, it comes with some bonus tracks, including that one that we heard, him and Joe Ely teaming up for a cover of Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. That's pretty cool, huh? And we heard Jonathan Bird in there with That's Right Jack from his Demos record, which was out on the Bandcamp. Recently. Now, Tara Lightfoot was so phenomenal out at the Trout Forest Music Festival, as I guess I knew she'd be. But that was just, she was just one of many, many, many highlights at the festival. Oh my God, it was something to behold, that's for sure. Friday night, things kicked off in unbelievable fashion with a great workshop called Electric City. It was a couple of bands from Peterborough, the Weber Brothers and our friends the Hemingways, and they teamed up so beautifully together playing on each other's songs. And the Weber Brothers, just before they came to Winnipeg, they lost their drummer. Their drummer's wife was pregnant and went into premature labor. Apparently everybody's fine, nothing to worry about, but he had to go home before they got here. And, what do you do when you lose your drummer? Well, you place one call. Hi, is Joanna Miller there, please? And Joanna comes in and saves the day. She was phenomenal playing. She could have been playing with the Webbers all her life, for all you knew. It was just that natural and that amazing. And God bless her for doing that. The Webbers are always fantastic. I thought they were especially fantastic out there. Maybe it was the Joanna Miller in the water. I don't know. My Hemingways, of course, were terrific. After that was a workshop called Cowboy Country, which was pretty terrific. It was Matt Patershuk, our old pal, Del Barber, Richard Inman, and Ridley Bent was supposed to be in there, but just before the festival, Ridley Bent had an injury. He ripped a tendon off his arm or something. I don't know how that works, but he had to go get it fixed, so he couldn't play guitar and he couldn't come to the festival. So what do you do? Well, you give a lot of his gigs to Del Barber, which is fine by me. Let Del play with the band. And in a workshop where Del was already in the thing, you call in, hey, we got Andrew Neville hosting the night. Why don't we give him a guitar? And so they did, and that was pretty great. So we had that. And then there was also another workshop that was so great, oh my God, at 9 o'clock called The Golden Horseshoe. It was Jada Kelly, who, oh my God, she was great. Joey Landreth, who was just terrific and such a nice, classy guy the entire weekend. And our old pal Michael Johnston, along with his pal King Creosote, they did a gig in Winnipeg this week, which I missed, unfortunately. But I was out there, and King Creosote had me smitten with a brand new drink recipe. We'll play that for you in just a minute, as well as couple of the songs that were covered at those workshops. But we'll kick it off with a moment from the actual festival. I've got some bootlegs for you, and the sound of a bootleg isn't always good, but I captured some pretty special moments, I think, including this one right here. It's from the Hemingways, one. If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you better know this one. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Thank you. jumped into your public and politic. Oh, VP insider. What a hell of a mixture. Go to the dentist in Pally. Oh, 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 I'm looking for a lumber. And he met Hiri Miri. Oh, 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 the fluid of the garbles. Glory, hallelujah. Call the Mariah of the honest Jesus. He says, Hiri Miri, are you dancing? Oh, no, it's just the way I'm starting the night. Glory, hallelujah. Call the Mariah of the honest Jesus. He says, Hiri Miri.
Singing basically in my head all weekend, even though the only words that I understand in that entire thing are the title Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice. That's King Creosote there. He performed with Michael Johnson out at the festival and was phenomenal. Oh, boy. We also heard in there the May Hemingways. By the way, that one right there was not recorded at the festival. It's just a video on YouTube. You can look it up yourself. King Creosote along with a band called The Earlies. Before that, we heard something actually live at the actual festival. Our pals the May Hemingways, joined by the Weber Brothers on a cover of Willie P. Bennett's classic Blackie and the Rodeo King. I got another recording from Friday night, as well as one or two from Saturday that I want to play for you. But first, we're going to have to take a short break, pay a couple of bills. We will come back, tell the band to go home. We'll be back, pre-recorded, after a short break. Please stick with us. More fun to come.